It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron is out, so are we going back and forth or what are we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Or, oh, I forgot. Sorry, we have to do this first.
Bum, bum.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope. Just Tiak and I.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. We don't normally cover sports news.
I completely forgot that that's going to be a thing now. No, I hate it so much.
Okay. All right, we'll scratch.
I know it can happen, but can it only be on the first one? Oh, welcome to the program. Oh, God, I hate it so much.
Well, we don't normally cover sports news on the program, but there is, that was different.
Are you getting paid to say the word program? Yeah. Can you say it with more of a jowl?
Welcome to the program.
There you go. Welcome to the program.
We don't normally cover sports news on the program, but Taylor Swift's boyfriend and Patrick Mahomes were both the victims of burglaries this past weekend while they were playing in their NFL game.
Can I just say this? That's happened before, and I understand the criminals know exactly where you are. That's the worst thing you can do is do an out of office email or put up a sign in your house says, you know, leave packages around back. We're gone till we're on a 6-week cruise. Like you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're an NFL player, you get security at your house while you're at the game because everyone knows where you are.
Exactly. We're thinking the exact same thing. Like we know when they're going to be out of town. They're not going to be at their house.
And your houses aren't a mystery.
Right. They're the big ones in Kansas City would be the two.
I'm not a stalker, so I don't know. I think I know where Elway lived or lives. Like there's Cherry Hills down here by us and you drive, like I've never been in there, but like you drive by and there's like the big tall walls. It's like, it's basically trying to get inside Berlin in like the fort. Like it's just no.
Elway, tear down this wall.
Shanahan lived there. He had like a $16 million house or something. So it's like, but I how'd you even get past the gate? Isn't there a gate?
I agree. I don't know. The burglars had entered some other houses in the area, so they're not sure if they targeted Kelsey and Patrick Mahomes specifically or not, but I would think,
what did they get? Did they get a bunch of stuff?
Nothing confirmed out of Patrick Mahomes' house, but $20,000 in cash from Kelsey's house.
Hold the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps $20,000 in cold, hard cash, not even in a safe, obviously.
Just laying around,
his
I guess.
Junk drawer? Yeah. He has two straps.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I was wondering, you do a great Patrick Mahomes. What would it sound like when Patrick Mahomes came home and saw that his house was broken into?
Well, then I got to pretend I'm at Target and I don't want to have a Slacker conversation. Oh, no. Somebody broke into our house. Hi-ho and welcome to.
Yeah, that's probably
he was,
like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but Tay-Tay was at the game. So if they went back to his place,
then she was probably part of it. And he goes, well, that was my date money. I guess we're
honey, you're paying. That's a smooth move right there. Yeah. It was probably his brother who stole the money. All right. Well, good evening. I didn't want to do a story, man. I just wanted to do that.
Okay.
Good evening. Science. Having solved all cancers and dementia and all other diseases, has figured out the right way to use a urinal.
Oh, okay. I need to know this. News.
Do you have any problem using the urinal? Like these scientists said there is a problem with splashback.
Mm-hmm. There can be. I usually stand far enough away. I'm hitting a 3-pointer. It's kind of
That is exactly the wrong thing to do. Science has said you're the problem, Steph Curry.
No.
It's got to be a layup. You don't shoot. So if you're
So most of it's supposed to go in the urinal now. Oh,
that's and you're not okay. So the two things you're doing. Let me ask you: where are you aiming? You aiming at the level of your junk? Or are you aiming down towards the mint?
Down towards the.
You're
the
literally
thing that's in
doing
there.
Every and you're standing a couple feet back.
Oh yeah,
a couple feet is a lie.
No, I
like you, but like inches. You're away. You can see the mint.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is every... No.
I'm doing it wrong?
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
According to science, be closer. In fact, they don't say it, but I'm going to say, you shouldn't even be able to see. It should be like picture an oxygen mask on your face.
Okay.
That's how you breathe.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The urinal is an oxygen mask for your torso.
Okay.
Think of it as an oxygen mask for your torso. So just put your body... up into a picture, you're in the back of an adult bookstore and the little screen open. No, you know what I'm saying? Just push yourself into it and don't aim anywhere. Go forward and let it hit and roll down.
But what about
hit
those?
Hit and roll down.
What about the urinals that have the little like bullseye in them and stuff?
That bullseye is not working. In fact, you're pointing and forcing, which is causing the splashback. The little stupid fly in there, the target, this is not... I know that half of our audience doesn't use urinals, but I'm just saying, for your man thing, when you get home or whatever, just say, hey man, picture like an oxygen mask. Okay. Shove your junk in there.
Get up in it.
And just let it go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Science is back at it. This time, they're reviving an extinct species, the quagga... is
the
back.
What?
The quagga. It was it was kind of like a zebra. Looked like a zebra back in the 1800s.
Are you just making up things for news or note?
No, this is real. I would never lie on the program.
I want everyone to begin the drinking game now. If he says program, you have to do a shot of whatever's in your car.
Okay.
In my car, that's a full bar, so... You see?
There was an animal called the quagga. It looked like a zebra, basically. It went extinct in 1883, and there's the quagga project. They've been trying to bring it back. So they've been breeding zebras that have certain quagga-like properties to them.
You're making this up
I'm not, just keep saying,
are you getting paid from Big Quagga?
No, I wish. I wish. I am open for business if quagga's interested. But basically, they're breeding it.
Why do we want a quagga? Can't nature decided that we don't need a quagga?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Why do we want this? Why do you think? They got 150 animals now that are like quaggas. They're getting closer and closer.
They're quagga adjacent.
Yeah, but most people are just saying, yeah, those aren't quaggas. They're just zebras that look like a quagga.
Okay.
So it's not, that doesn't really count. They're doing this weird Jurassic Park kind of thing. We're bringing it back.
I have to wrap this up.
Okay.
But I just want to know, or I want everyone listening to know, if we happen to end up in bed together, my new safe word from this point forward.
Okay.
I can't decide if it's program or quagga.
Mine's program.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.